This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with T. Xiaoyik and Lim Soo Ann in the studio. So before the break, we were talking about a town hall held by the Health Ministry with general practitioners. And now in relation to our second story, we've had a poll going on Twitter.
Yes, so we're asking you which of these two classic Disney cartoon characters do you prefer? So it's quite a close race right now with Mickey Mouse leading it at 56% and Donald Duck at 44%.
So you can continue to take that poll at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us our thoughts on 018-789-8899 or call us with your impressions, your thoughts, your favorite Donald Duck moments maybe at 7733-2900. So why are we talking about Donald Duck? Well, last Sunday, the 9th of June, was the 85th birthday of a duck that we all know and, well, if not love, we at least laugh at. Donald Duck, of course. Donald Fauntleroy Duck. Did you guys know that was his middle name?
Not at all. But how fitting, right?
I know.
So precious and
no
fauncy.
No better middle name for Donald than Fauntleroy. So Donald Fauntleroy Duck was first introduced in 1934 by Walt Disney Productions. And while the character has evolved in many ways over the 85 years of his existence, he still remains one of the most recognizable faces of Disney's animations. That cranky, short-tempered duck in a sailor suit, the one who always seems to be getting into one scrape or another. In fact, even though Mickey Mouse is, you know, technically the studio's mascot, Donald has made more theatrical appearances than Mickey since the character was first introduced.
Yeah. So the idea for Donald Duck came from Walt Disney himself as a contrast to Mickey Mouse. So by the early 1930s, Mickey had been around for a while. And because he was seen as a role model for children, he was seen as somewhat having lost some of his edge. So Walt wanted a new character who could portray negative traits that they could no longer use with Mickey. And when voice performer Clarence Nash auditioned with a brand new voice that Walt thought sounded like a duck, Nash was hired on the spot and a legend was born.
Yeah, so it was Walt who thought up of Donald's most well-known attributes, like the sailor suit and the hot temper. And while Dick Humor and Art Babbitt were the first to animate Donald, Dick Lundy is credited with developing him as a character.
So Donald made his very first screen appearance on the 9th of June in 1934, not as a lead character, because they wanted to sort of, I think, test the market. So they premiered him in an episode of the Silly Symphony series. I still remember the Silly Symphonies.
Yes, I do too.
And this one was called The Wise Little Hen.
I must say, I actually watched Silly Symphonies recently because we got it for my son. These old DVDs.
Yeah.
And it's so dated, to be honest.
Do you remember this particular one? Did you watch this one?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did, yes.
I remember watching it before, but because we sort of got it out of order, I never realized that that was the first ever time that Donald ever been on screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Donald only had a small part in Wise Little Hen, and it was actually in a cartoon short called Orphan's Benefit in August 1934 that Donald had his character properly developed.
Attaboy, now recite Little Boy Blue.
The sound of my childhood.
Oh my God, that was very good, Shelly. I continue to uncover hidden talents about you that I never knew.
I was only waiting for you to do this story so that I could unveil it.
Life's purpose fulfilled.
Yes. So Orphan's Benefit showed off many of the personality traits that have since become associated with Donald, like his temper and his love for performance. We also see some of his famous physical antics, like hopping on one foot while holding out one fist and swinging his other fist during a tantrum.
You know, as you say it, I can actually already imagine it in my head. It's so distinctive.
Yeah, and so this move, it was created by animator Dick Lundy. He called it Donald Fighting Pose.
So Donald continued to have appearances as part of the Disney Ensemble with Mickey, Minnie, Goofy. I'm sounding a bit goofy myself. Goofy and Pluto. And finally, in 1937, he starred in his first solo cartoon called Don Donald. So that was the introduction also of Donald's love interest. She was called Donna Duck then, but eventually her name became Daisy Duck instead, and that's what we all know now. And then in 1938, Donald's nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, were introduced in a short called Donald's Nephews.
So it was around this time, in the late 30s, when Donald started becoming more popular than Mickey, not just with the audiences, but even with the animators. And this is because it was more entertaining to come up with stories involving Donald.
Obviously.
And in fact, according to animator Jack Hanna, there were several cartoons that were initially developed for Mickey, but ended up getting changed to Star Donald instead, and because the gags were deemed too rough for Mickey.
Mm. Yeah, that's kind of what I always remember is, like, Donald was always the one doing the things that your parents always told you not to do.
Yes.
And Mickey was
the good boy.
Yeah.
Donald's the rascal of the group.
Yes. Well, World War II was actually a bit of a turning point for Donald's character, with the character actually becoming heavily used as a pro-American type that depicted, you know, that the spirit of that time when the country was very anti-German. Mm. And most of Donald's cartoons from that time were actually propaganda films. Mm. Disney was actually openly making pro-American propaganda films at that time. Mm-hmm. And some of these even showed him being drafted into the U.S. Army. And one of them, the one that always gets used as an example of this era of Disney's films, was called Der Führer's Face. And it actually showed Donald having a nightmare as a prisoner who was being forced to serve Nazi Germany.
Right.
Who knew, right?
I know. I don't think I've ever seen any of these. Are they widely available?
So, you know, I remember this one particularly because there's a scene of Donald where his eyeballs are swastikas because he's in a dream, right? And as a kid, I vividly remember this image, but I had no context for what I was watching.
Mm.
So I don't think I realized what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And Der Führer's Face was also the only Donald Duck cartoon to win an Academy Award.
Okay. And the war also had another impact on Disney's cartoons. They couldn't import cartoons into occupied Europe at the time. So Disney developed a larger interest in the South American market, and Donald became the face of this. So Disney made a series of animated films set in South America, including Saludos Amigos in 1943 and The Three Caballeros in 1944.
Oh, Three Caballeros is my favorite.
So if you remember, these movies paired him with South American characters like a parrot named Jose Carioca and a rooster called Panchito Pistoles.
And then post-World War II, all the way to the 1990s, Donald went on to become one of the most recognizable cartoon characters in the world.
Mm.
Walt Disney even called him the Clark Gable of his studio.
Mm.
And in 1958, Donald even co-hosted the Academy Awards with a few other big stars of that time.
Mm.
But after Walt Disney's death in 1966, there was a slowdown in Donald's appearances. And between 1961 to 1983, there were no new works starring Donald. And in 1983, Donald made a reappearance in a short called Mickey's Christmas Carol, which was also Clarence Nash's final portrayal of Donald as he passed away in 1985. So the role of voicing Donald Duck was then passed on to Tony Anselmo.
And from the 1990s till today, Donald has become more of a legacy than a regular feature. In 1990, he was in The Prince and the Pauper, and in Fantasia 2000, and he has had appearances in several Disney Channel series such as DuckTales. And in 2005, he received his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, so, yeah, it doesn't strike you, I think, that because you grew up watching so much of Donald Duck, that most of them were made in the 30s and 50s, yes. and there hasn't actually been very many new things that feature him, other than, say, like DuckTales, which I think I didn't really watch.
DuckTales is... in the last in the 2000s, right?
In the 90s, and I think there was a reboot in the 2000s or quite recently, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, but they also don't really foreground Donald. He's a side character, right? And then it's more about the nephews. Scrooge McDuck and So in honor of Donald's birthday this week, we actually spoke to a few people to hear what comes to mind when they think of him. So here are their thoughts.
Well, for me, I think he's a bit annoying, but annoying to the point where it's okay lah. I mean, like, it's a bit funny sometimes. It also reminds me of the spin-off with the Scrooge thing.
My main memory of him is that he's always, always frustrated at something or annoyed at something. Yeah, that's my biggest memory, that he's always frustrated and annoyed, but it always turns out to be, in a sense, for nothing sometimes. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
So, and I always think that even though he seems angry, but he always gets bullied. So I have a very soft spot to Donald and Daisy.
Well, I think it's Donald Duck's voice, pretty much. Yeah, I think that's the most prominent part of, like, Donald Duck. And, like, my upbringing and knowing Donald Duck itself, usually that annoying, like, yeah, duck voice, yeah, that produces, but yeah.
I would say quirky, funny, uplifting.
The way he talks, like, even if you were blind, you would know it's Donald Duck. It's so distinctive. Yes, that's the word I'm using. Yeah.
Cute and fun, colourful.
I love that people have so many different perceptions of this character.
Yes, quirky.
Quirky, yes.
So a few of you have also messaged us to share your thoughts. Constantly Dazed on Twitter said that Humphrey the Bear with Donald is my all-time fave.
I am not familiar with who Humphrey the Bear is.
I remember watching a few. It's the ones where Donald is a park ranger.
Okay.
Those are good ones.
Okay.
It's obviously not a very good park ranger, but it's Donald.
Nini also WhatsApped in to say that they would vote for Mickey. And that is in relation to a poll that we've had going on Twitter, asking you which of these two classic Disney cartoon characters do you prefer? 54% of you have voted for Mickey Mouse, while 46% of you have voted for Donald Duck. So Mickey is still winning.
But, you know, between the two of you, your favourites?
Mine would be Donald, I think. I know Sue Ann's Mickey.
Yes.
What about you, shall we?
Donald,
yes, with that fabulous impression. I don't know. I was quite interested to find out that Donald was deliberately created as a
foil,
to Mickey, because it's interesting how the more famous a character becomes, and then when they're seen as a role model, they're no longer sort of allowed to do the naughty things.
Yes, and that can be bland for storytelling, right? I guess you need that character who gets into scrapes and needs Mickey Mouse to come along and help him, I guess.
It's also funnier to watch a character get into these kinds of, and, you know, things falling on him and losing his temper and throwing things around. Mickey, to me, that's why I didn't find him as interesting. I think his shows were always much more straightforward, and it's always about him doing things rather than things happening to him.
I think that's kind of a theme that is that we see that recurs a lot in a lot of cartoons, isn't it? When we watch cartoons, it's always there's always one character who's always making mistakes, getting into trouble, and then there'll always be someone else who come and save the day. And that's kind of just the whole idea of making it fun for kids.
Is Donald Duck you know, because I realize that Donald Duck isn't really a feature in many kids' lives anymore.
But I'm guessing that's because Disney doesn't focus on these classic characters anymore, right? As we said earlier, they've become a legacy, and with Disney you know, doing more of the modern kinds of cartoons or the modern retellings, buying into Star Wars franchises and things like that. I think that Mickey Mouse era, I feel, is what some of us have grown up with, but not for younger kids. When my son watches these old Mickey Mouse cartoons, he's not very entertained.
Mm.
He watches it for a little while, but, you know, we have no idea what they're saying.
Yeah, and neither did we, right, when we were kids. But true. I remember being so enthralled.
Yes, I loved it.
I think the other thing is also that kids these days just have so many more choices, right? When we were kids, there was that one sort of couple of hours a day that was meant for children programming.
Yes.
And there were all of 3 television channels to watch.
Yes, and you didn't have your internet, YouTube and all that.
So it was a captive audience that was all watching the same thing. Whereas now there are so many kids' programs. So different families and different kids watch such different things.
Mm-hmm. But I have a very important question about Donald Duck.
Yes.
Why does he not wear pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wears a towel around his hips?
Or he wears swimming trunks when he swims.
That's right.
So Anne, do you happen to know the answer?
Well, Rachel Jane Andelman in 2018 actually went viral on Twitter by saying, and she tweeted that Donald Duck does not wear pants because they would interfere with the production of preen oil, which is created in a gland in the rump and that makes his feathers resistant to water.
She went all biology on
it. Yes, so if Donald wore pants, then it would interfere with the production of the preening oil.
So Donald,
well, you asked.
That was actually not an answer that I was expecting, I think.
Okay, that science has an answer to everything.
I know, but still, it doesn't explain the swim trunks or the towel.
Yeah, I know.
But then again, you know, it's the same thing with why Goofy gets to wear clothes and Pluto is a pet.
Yes, so they're both dogs, right? Yeah. And Goofy speaks, he walks upright, whereas Pluto behaves actually like a dog.
But speaking of pants, right? Like, I know that the most iconic image of Donald is actually the, you know, sailor suit top, no pants.
Mm.
But the very, very, very first appearance of Donald Duck, which was not on screen, but actually in a storybook in 1931, it's called The Adventures of Mickey Mouse. And Donald actually wore pants in that. He wore like green suspenders and pants. Mm. That was his very first iteration.
Mm.
And then they got rid of the pants and gave him a top instead.
Still child friendly, okay?
Yes, that's true. So let's check in on our Twitter poll again.
Yes, so we were asking,
is Mickey still winning?
Yes, Mickey is still winning, although the margin is slightly smaller now. So we were asking you which of the 2 classic Disney cartoon characters would you prefer between Mickey and Donald. So 53% of you voted for Mickey Mouse, with 47% of you voting for Donald Duck.
All right, I will make my peace. Oh, someone did reply and share with us a link on 5 amazing things that were invented by Donald Duck.
Okay. Rizwan Rahim has tweeted in. I want to know what some of these are. It's taking a while to load, but... Yeah. Number 5, Scrooge McDuck did Inception first.
Yes, a dream within a dream.
Yes.
Okay. And then let's see, what are these other inventions?
Wow, this okay. Mm. Scrooge McDuck inspires the entire opening sequence of Raiders.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah,
the Indiana Jones
these
series.
These are all Scrooge McDuck. I'm not sure how I feel about this list.
We haven't yet encountered any of Donald Duck. Oh, there you go. Donald Duck invents a method to raise sunken ships.
Okay, these are all on Cracked, by the way. So, you know, take them all with a pinch of salt.
But also interesting in this this list is there are lots of screenshots of the comics, the Donald Duck comics. And those were actually very popular for a while. And I think were the introduction of Donald Duck into the European market. And I know this because maybe just a little over 10 years ago, I visited a friend in the Netherlands, and his son was really into the Donald Duck comics, which I had not seen as much. here in Malaysia. And he was saying that a lot of kids there loved to read it.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. I wonder if it's also a language thing, that some of these things... Were the comics in English? Do you remember?
They were in Dutch.
Ah, so perhaps comics are easier to share and because you can translate them more easily, right?
All right.
Yeah. So, well, you can keep the conversation going. Tell us about your favorite cartoon characters, whether you prefer Donald or Mickey. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can also check us out on Facebook. We are listed as BFM The Bigger Picture. If you've missed any part of the show, download the podcast at bfm.my/dailydigest on the BFM app and also on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Live and Learn, Kelly Anisa will be speaking to Than Mei Lee from the Women's Aid Organization and Derek Toh of WOB about parents' rights in the workplace. So to wrap things up, happy birthday, Donald. Thank you for all the laughs and all the tantrums. We will leave you now with one of Donald's most beloved songs, The Three Caballeros, on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.